Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh yeah, you know we strategies all need strategies. Radio. We do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living.
Boy, as long as we're living and maybe
We may
after.
Even need them beyond the living. That's what we're going to talk about today. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And look at the calendar.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
Spooky season.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we had to do it.
Oh, we have to. Absolutely.
We didn't have a choice.
No.
And, you know, I don't know. She just appeared.
Oh, yeah. Her friends just, you know, poofed her here.
Yeah. Bess Maxwell spent a lot of time in radio.
Many years.
Probably many more
She's like
years.
She's an old ghost of radio, you might say.
I just turn up.
No.
Bess Maxwell is case manager of the North chapter of Louisiana Spirits, and we're going to talk about Louisiana Spirits today. Actually, Bess is from here, from Shreveport. She, in her radio career, she was on the air from 1979 to 1996, then ran her way to television and was there from 96 to 2001, but came back to radio 2001 to 2007. There you go. And for the last 17 years, has been associated with St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral.
Correct.
Bess, thank you for coming and
thank
being
you for
a part.
Asking me.
Oh, man. You know, tis the season,
it
right?
It is the season.
Yes.
And there's so much in this realm that I think we don't know.
Well, and beyond the realm.
Oh, we know. Yeah. I mean, we know less than we know.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating,
That's
though.
Why we don't charge people for what we do.
Yeah. And so
you can't promise anybody anything.
No, yeah. No. But you're going to tell us, I mean, what a Halloween show to do, to talk about something real life. Louisiana Spirits.
Yes.
I bet you have some stories.
Oh, yes.
I bet you have some things to tell us, and I hope you will share every one of them today here on Strategies for Living. Bess Maxwell with Louisiana Spirits. Folks, thank you for being here with us on Strategies. We appreciate it, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment, Bess Maxwell from Louisiana Spirits with us today here on Strategies. Stay right where you are. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome in to 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Pleased to have Bess Maxwell as our life. She's a return life strategist,
yes,
to Strategies for Living.
Been here before.
And been here before, and we're glad she's here again. The only complaint that I will give you, Bess, is, well, let me do this in the correct way, since you are from Louisiana Spirits, okay? Let me do this in the proper way.
Bess Maxwell, you do not come to Strategies for Living enough, okay? Let's remedy that.
Just ask me in that voice and I will come.
I should have called you in that voice.
You should have.
If I had thought about it, Bess, I would have done that to you. You know that.
It's his Halloween voice.
You and I go back a ways.
Known you many years.
All right, so how did you get involved? How did a nice girl like you, I've known you, I guess I've known you, you and I probably met. I was still in radio in 1979 when you started with, I was at Keel, and
yeah,
you came to work for
KWKH,
yeah, Great Empire Broadcasting, mm-hmm, back in the day. And so I think I met you the first year,
yeah,
that you were in radio. I remember you and Aaron McCarty and let's see, news director out there.
John Lee,
you know, all you guys had a great news department.
Didn't
you
we, though?
You really did. In the Keel studios, mm-hmm, there's still a photograph,
yes,
of y'all's, you know, of y'all's department.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you know, y'all had
just
came awesome.
Yeah, we just, yeah, had a, and we just, everything that happened, we were there.
Hmm. Oh, man.
You know, if it moves, tape it. That, yeah, was what, you know, we were out
you
there.
You guys were all over the place.
Yeah.
You really, and you know, you really made everybody. You made every news department in the city, from the newspaper news department, which back then was pretty big. The television stations all had big news departments back then. Keel, mm-hmm, of course, had a news department. But you guys made everybody better you were so good.
We had six people when I started.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I worked graveyard.
That's amazing.
And we chased storms. You know, we were weather
yeah,
spotters.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would go out in the middle of the night. And
so how did a nice radio girl like you start chasing?
Are we
chasing,
technically still on graveyard shift, though?
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, she still is. She can't get off the graveyard shift.
I have just always kind of had an interest in the paranormal,
mm-hmm,
you know. And I watched the TV shows and Ghost Hunters and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was doing tours at the Municipal Auditorium.
Ah.
And this group, Louisiana Spirits, came to investigate the municipal.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So I called the guys and I interviewed them, you know.
Yeah.
And
So
they were having like a meet and greet type of thing down in central Louisiana, down in Alexandria.
Right.
Dinner and a ghost.
Oh, I
and
love
they,
it.
We'd have dinner and they'd put on a presentation and then we'd get to investigate.
Yeah.
So I went down there for that.
Mm.
I was just struck dumb. Yeah. I was just like,
yeah.
And so, and eventually, in a year or so, they had an opening in their North chapter. In fact, they had a lot of openings because the whole chapter had quit.
Oh, Lord.
There's always drama and paranormal.
Sure.
So, anyway.
Comes with the territory, doesn't it?
Me and one other guy got together, and so we started to grow that group.
All right. So if people want to find out more, LASpirits.com.
That's our website.
And that's the website for the entirety of Louisiana Spirits.
Statewide.
So, and there are chapters.
Yeah.
This, you are the case manager for the North chapter.
And we go the whole upper part of the state down to about Natchitoches.
Okay.
Is our stomping ground. And there's a central chapter. And then there are chapters in New Orleans, and then Southeast, and South Central, and Southwest.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned Municipal Auditorium. And, of course, if you're around Shreveport-Bossier City, and you're talking about paranormal and activity, it seems like Municipal Auditorium always comes up.
Oh, it's at the top of the list.
The total area around there, too.
Is it the most haunted area? Is it the most haunted building in the city?
I would say it's certainly one of them. I mean, it's so reliably active all the time.
Now, when you are a paranormal investigator.
Correct.
You know, Lauren and I have had the privilege, actually, to watch you guys work because you actually came here to the office. You know, I guess it's okay to say a local psychic wanted a space to have y'all come in and set up and let her do her thing and just see if anything
turned up.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
She did readings for all of us, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I've watched you work. You're like a detective. You guys are kind of like detectives.
CSI paranormal.
Yeah.
Because what we're looking for is evidence.
Yeah.
Our stance is we go in to prove something is not haunted.
Okay.
I mean, we don't go in just looking for a ghost behind every door.
Right.
You show us the claims, you tell us what you're experiencing, and we try to see if we can debunk that.
Right.
If that door keeps opening, is that a ghost or is that door hung wrong? Or is it,
know? Is there a logical explanation
behind it?
And so you're trying to rule out
things.
You're trying to rule out everything you can rule out.
Absolutely. And about 85% of claims can be debunked.
Okay. All right.
And whatever's left, I mean, we're not going to say definitely that is a ghost.
Right.
But we're going to just say paranormal means just simply above the norm.
Okay.
And can't so we're just going to say we can't explain what's happening here.
Yeah, yeah. But what you can do is you can say, all right, well, this, at the very least, we can't explain, and perhaps it needs more
investigation. We go back to some places several times.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we just, you know, honestly don't get anything the first time out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the people are experiencing things.
So the people who call you, who go to the website, and again, LASpirits.com, what kinds of things when people call? And you would be, if you're in the North Louisiana area, you're the contact. So what kind of things are kind of, what quote unquote, normal for you to, people, you know, can go to the website and they send you an email, right? Mm-hmm. And so what kind of, when you pull up your emails on Monday morning, what kind of things are quote unquote normal for you to see?
It varies the whole gamut. You know, the ones that I don't like the most are the ones who immediately go to the demons.
Mm. Right.
Their house is infested with Satan.
Mm. Right.
And we have never, knock on for Micah.
Right.
Had a real demonic case.
Right.
We've never, it's very rare.
Okay.
And if something like that happens, you go straight to the clergy.
You go straight to the clergy and don't mess around, don't pass go, don't collect $200.
The clergy has to have proof of that before they can do anything. Mm.
And you happen to have a little connection there.
Yeah. We can grab somebody.
Yeah.
But The thing is people are afraid of what they don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have something going on in their house, and so they're terrified.
Right.
And, you know, once you explain to them, well, this is not going to hurt you.
Right.
You know, you may have something going on in your house, but we can explain to them kind of, you know, what we think is going on.
Right.
And once they lose that fear, they're, you know, they're better.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, okay, I can run a recorder. I can see if I can talk to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, once you get past that fear.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just want to talk about it. When we go and meet somebody, this all just comes pouring out.
Sure, because they can't talk to just anybody.
Yeah, they're afraid if they talk about it, people will think they're crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just let them go. And they're like, oh, because I'm a Stephen minister at my church.
Right.
And this is like the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're listening.
Right. Yes.
You're listening.
Yeah. What does a Stephen minister do?
So let me. We're gonna hope.
You know, you mentioned it, so I'm curious.
Stephen ministry is several of the churches have it, and it's you're trained as not a therapist,
right?
But you're basically an active listener,
a spiritual advisor.
Yes, it's a Christ-centered.
That's wonderful.
You're assigned to somebody one-on-one who's going through some kind of a crisis. It may be a death. It may be a divorce. It may be a loss of a job. It can be anything.
Now, I'm so glad that this came up because, you know, you and Lauren and I talked about this before we went on the air. Some people might say, oh, you do this and you work at the cathedral, mm-hmm. as they raise an eyebrow.
Right.
But for you, there's no problem.
There's no problem.
Yeah.
It's a ministry. Mm-hmm. It is a ministry. You're helping people.
Right. Yeah.
And it just, you know, a lot of people look at it kind of sideways. Ghosts, because people equate ghosts with demons, and some people don't believe in ghosts. They just say it's all demons.
Right.
And you're consorting with Satan. And,
right.
But we're not.
No.
You know, we're just trying to help people.
Yeah.
What happens to, how, you know, when people ask you, okay, well, what is a ghost? What is that? Do you have an answer for that?
There's so many different types of what you would call a haunting.
Right.
I mean, there can be what most people think of as an intelligent haunting, which is there is something there.
Yeah.
There is a spirit of some kind that's present.
Right.
It can interact with you.
Right.
There's another that we call residual haunting, which is there's nothing actually there, but it's like a tape playing over and over and over of something that's happened.
Okay.
Somebody who lived in that house, and they just keep doing the same thing every day, just walking through the house or whatever.
Right.
And they can't communicate with you. They're just there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there are all kinds of, you know, like I said, there's demonic, which is a whole nother level. There's poltergeist, which is the stuff where they start throwing things at you and stacking your furniture up and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then there's another thing that's we call shadow figures. Mm-hmm. And we're not entirely sure what those are, whether they're their own thing or whether it's a ghost that's trying to manifest and can't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's just like a black shadow.
Something's
that
there.
Just runs by. I've seen two of those.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. You know, pardon the pun here. I bet this keeps you up at night. and folks, a lot of Bess's work and LA Spirit's work is obviously
at night.
At night.
Yes.
And so it does
that.
Indeed keep her up at night. We're talking to Bess Maxwell today from LA Spirits. If you want to find out more, LASpirits.com is how you can find out a lot more information. Or you can stay right here with us, and I hope you will, as Bess Maxwell is our life strategist today on Strategies for a Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. I wish I had some spookier music.
This is pretty close.
This is as spooky as I could, you know.
Hit up some Ghostbusters or something.
There you go. Who are you going to call?
Yeah. Best Maxwell.
Best Maxwell.
That's what I'm going to call.
There you go. Hey, folks, welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM at 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and our life strategist from L.A. Spirits. And you can find her. She's the case manager for the North Chapter of L.A. Spirits. And you can find out more about L.A. Spirits at LASpirits.com. What do you say when somebody says, and, you know, I don't know how much you get this, Bess, but, you know, does anybody ever say to you, I don't believe in ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you say to that?
I say, skeptics, as we call them, are simply people who have never had an experience.
Mm. Yeah.
And once they have an experience, then they're all in.
Yeah.
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 And we have that. I mean, we do some haunted tours, our bus tours around town.
Do you remember when you came into LA Spirits, you were given the tours of Municipal Auditorium, and then you found out about LA Spirits. Before you connected with LA Spirits, mm-hmm. did you have any experiences in Municipal?
I never got to investigate Municipal mm-hmm. until, I mean, we heard when we were doing the tours and everything, we heard all kinds of things.
Okay.
I mean, just, you know, the security guards and everything just had story after story after story.
Yeah.
And I'd heard people say, well, John Lee told me, and he's going to kill me. John Lee told me that he got really creeped out back in the dressing room area. Hmm. He just, you know, he was by himself there one day, and he said, there's something, you know.
Yeah.
He's sensitive and doesn't really realize it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but, I mean, there are stories forever about. And we've done a couple of public ghost hunts there.
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, that site was the first time that anybody heard Elvis has left the building. Well, is that true? Is Elvis still there?
Has Elvis left?
There are a lot. I don't really think that we have ever really run across Elvis.
Okay.
We've run across Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Williams Sr., yeah.
Well, you know, Hank lived in Bossier City.
Yeah. But we have been running, you know, EVPs and all this stuff.
All right, EVP. What is an EVP? What is that?
Back up and do.
Yeah.
EVP is an electronic voice phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is something that we're always running our digital recorders when we're investigating.
Right.
And you will pick up a voice on the recorder that you did not hear with your ear at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, sometime you will hear a voice. That would be a disembodied voice.
Mm-hmm.
But you pick up something, you go back and listen to your audio, and you just get stuff.
Yeah.
It'll make your hair stand on end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you started with LA Spirits, when you connected, you learned about them, and then you connected and started doing the investigations. Do you remember your first where there was something that occurred, something that happened?
My first one was actually at the Municipal.
Okay.
You know, we had a public ghost hunt and we're there.
Okay.
And the thing that sticks out in my mind was I had just bought a TV, a big screen TV. And it was in the back of my SUV.
Okay.
And it was out in front of the Municipal Auditorium. And I thought, I kept telling the police, go out there and look at my car. Make sure nobody's broken it.
Make sure my TV's okay. Yeah.
But we were just running around trying to, you know, herd the visitors. And I don't remember anything a whole lot happening. I remember I was with one of our other people who saw something like a light or something go down the hallway.
Hmm.
And then they had a fundraiser there over one weekend, over Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And some of us kept sneaking off and going around and trying to see what we could pick up.
Yeah.
And we were up in a room off the second floor ballroom.
Right.
And we began to, we had EMF meters, which are electromagnetic frequency meters, and they light up when there's some kind of electrical energy.
Okay.
And we were talking to something up there that was lighting that meter up. We would ask questions, the meter would light up. And we were asking, you know, who are you? And it was Memorial Day weekend. I said,
and you would get up, you would you would definitely get a readout.
Yeah. And I said, were you in the service? And it lit up. And so we started calling him Sarge. We don't know who he was, but I mean, and that was, the municipal was, by the way, used for transient troop housing before World War II.
Was there also, am I remembering right, I may not be remembering this right, but at one point, didn't the coroner
The morgue was in the basement, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
So the, it was used as a morgue, as a city morgue back in the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think a lot of it is has to do with the hayride days and, you know, there were, you know, the crowd and the people and the performers, because we were running one of our spirit boxes and we said, you know, we said, hey, who, you know, who was your favorite performer on the hayride? And the voice says, me. And we said, well, who are you? And it says, Hank.
Hank.
Oh, wow.
That was so.
That's pretty cool.
You know, the cool thing is also when you start talking about this, you know, and Lauren and I talk a good bit about this just in the normal course of doing strategies. We talk a lot about energy. And we talk about, you know, from quantum physics. It tells us everything is energy. And, of course, energy cannot be destroyed.
No, only transformed.
Only transformed. So when you think about it from that perspective, then what LA Spirits is doing makes complete sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
And when you do this and you have these experiences and you see these things and you hear these things, I mean, it's just, it's a matter of course. You just don't even question it.
Right.
I got to ask you.
Okay.
Have you ever been scared?
I have been startled.
Okay. Tell us about
that. I don't think really. I've been in a couple of situations where you just felt really creeped out.
Yeah.
We were in an old theater in El Dorado, Arkansas that was being renovated.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on the stage and I just felt, you know, I just kept looking. I felt like something was going to come up behind me.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of creepy.
Kind of prickly.
The same way I felt in Scotland in the Edinburgh Vaults when we were walking underground. Huh. I kept feeling like something was going to come up behind me.
Yeah.
And, but like I said, not scared, but just kind of creeped out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll figure out that it's not anything at all. We were in an old house. And we kept hearing something like rolling. It sounded like marbles rolling over the floor. And we kept looking in there. There was nothing in there. And we were all in a little group just kind of going, what is that? And we finally found that there was a squirrel in the ceiling. And he was rolling pecans around the ceiling.
Yeah. That's nuts.
I got to relate a story to you. Lauren loves Arkansas.
Yes, I do. And I think I know which story you're telling.
We, you know, I said to her, don't know if you have ever been to Hot Springs to the Arlington Hotel. So
you need to take your people.
You know, Lauren and I have celebrated our fourth wedding anniversary, October the 20th. So I told her early on, I said, you know, since you love Arkansas so much, we got to go to the Arlington one weekend. So we take the dogs and we pack up and we go, you know, for a weekend at the Arlington. And one other thing, we go to Arkansas a good bit, and I hope no Arkansan is going to take offense at what I'm about to say, but we most of the places you stay don't have good coffee.
Okay.
And so a lot of them have Keurigs, but they have this this
we don't like the Green Mountain.
Yeah, they have this awful brand of coffee. It's just not it brews up. It doesn't brew up Louisiana coffee.
Okay.
Right? So we make sure whenever we go, we bring our own coffee and we inquire if they have a Keurig or whatever. So we check into the Arlington. We're walking down the hall to the room, and you had an experience of a guy in a tuxedo?
Oh, so in the hall, I had two. I had one in the hallway where there was a guy in a pinstripe suit.
Oh,
just kind
cool.
of greeting, you know, like happy, almost like you would imagine.
And she asked if I saw him. I had, you know, I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
But the dogs did.
Yeah. The animals did. Are very sensitive. Yeah.
And then the second experience was when we walked into the room.
Yeah, so we checked out when we went to, you know, we said, well, we wanted to go to the seafood buffet because we checked in. It was a Friday night. Seafood buffet is a big deal there. Mm-hmm. And so we got the dog settled in the room. We checked out the Keurig and the brand of coffee. And lo and behold, you know, we were going to need to go get some coffee. So I touched, you know, I opened the Keurig and I actually, you know, saw that there was nothing in the Keurig, right? Mm-hmm. And we say, well, we'll go out later and get run to Walmart, whatever, and get the kind of coffee, good stout Louisiana coffee, right? We get back to the room from our dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs are beside themselves, and a punched out
Keurig cup. Yeah. Was on the table.
Is on the table.
It had been put in the coffee cup, punched, taken out, and placed back on the table.
So unless our
dogs... You're sure the dogs didn't do that?
Unless our dogs figured out how to
wow.
do that, you know, then I don't want to go in on the radio, but Lauren had another experience in the room mm-hmm. where she saw what we think was causing the issue and the problem. So we just brought Jesus in. You know, we basically just said, we put the dogs on the bed and we invited.
We cleared the space.
We cleared the space.
Yeah.
And it was interesting.
Almost immediately.
Almost immediately, the dogs settled down.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, again, I didn't have a prayer book or anything like that with us. We just did.
Yeah, you don't have to.
We just did from the heart.
Yeah, yeah, we requested that they, you know, for the duration that we were there, that they go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And whereas the dogs from the time that were very, very upset and unsettled, from that point forward, they slept well and they were settled. Mm-hmm. I don't know how settled we were after that, but
Hotels, I mean, are notorious. All kinds of things happen in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, deaths and
yeah,
everything. So.
But it's all energy, isn't it?
It's all energy.
Yeah,
that's why one thing we do, you know, we will clear space if somebody wants us to.
Okay.
But a particular case is when there's been a recent suicide,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and what you were talking about, energy, if energy, you know, dissipates when you die, but somebody who dies suddenly,
right,
whether it's an accident or
that energy
doesn't have anywhere to go.
And it doesn't know maybe where to go. Let's talk about that a little more when we come back. We're with Bess Maxwell today. Of course, the time of year it is, how could we not invite Bess Maxwell as our life strategist? She's from L.A. Spirits. You can find out more at laspirits.com. And we've got more with Bess right now. Just stay with us through this break. We'll be back with more Bess Maxwell here on Strategies for Living. Stay where you are. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living.
the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Certainly hope so. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Bess Maxwell today. Been a couple of minutes since you heard that name on the radio. Here's some copy, Bess. You do this 5-minute news report for us.
Once we get through with this, I need to be analyzed from a dream I had.
Well, we got a couch. We'll just step right in on the couch and we'll accommodate you. You know, and you're doing this for us, so we'll help you. Yeah. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Bess Maxwell, of course, these days hangs out, and she's the case manager, among all the other things that she does. A lot of her life is about spirituality. She's a wonderful Christian lady associated with St. Mark's Cathedral and part of the Stephen Ministry. Thank you for telling us about that. Wonderful, wonderful ministry. But her hobby... I don't know.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
We don't make money.
It's not a vocation, but it's an avocation, isn't it?
We spend money.
Yeah, there you go. It's LA Spirits, and you can find out more about LA Spirits at LASpirits.com. So you were talking, going just at the end of last segment, about when someone dies suddenly, like from suicide.
Mm-hmm. Or accident.
That may cause the energy to, what can we say about that?
I think we can say that probably they don't sometimes realize what has even happened to them.
Yeah. Mm,
you know, it's so sudden, because they go back apparently to the last place they were, which is their house, and we'll get a call and say, you know, stuff is just going crazy. I'm hearing things, I'm seeing things, I'm banging, and you know, and in a lot with that, in a lot when it's really recent, and we know who the person was.
Right.
What I will do is I will do, you know, kind of a light last rites thing for using the person's name and have the family there,
right,
and just release that spirit.
Help
and
them to cross
every
over.
Time we've ever done that, it has helped immediately.
That's wonderful.
It's helped immediately.
And so that's, again, prayer is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
intention.
It's intention and it's energy. Mm-hmm. So when you stop and think about it from that perspective, it all begins to make sense.
There are people, we tell this to our clients all the time, they're just people without bodies.
Yeah. Right.
They're still people. The same person that they were when they were alive, they're the same.
Same person.
Mm-hmm. Same person.
All right, but how much does fear, our fear, interfere. Listen to that word.
Yeah.
How much does our fear of the unknown interfere with, you know, maybe even unknowingly trapping the energy in the space?
That's very true. You can hold on. And I mean, see this in when a person is dying, you know, and the family won't let go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to tell them, you let them go.
Give permission.
Give permission for them to go. It's the same way. You can hold somebody there.
Yeah.
And we've seen evidence of that.
Yeah.
Of people, somebody being held.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a common, a lot of people, you know loved ones who have hung on. My father.
Oh, absolutely.
Took the dying process was a 5-day period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Once he announced, okay, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We had him in hospice at the time. But on some level, even though after the first day he didn't communicate anymore, he was at some level, I'm sure, aware my sister was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And she called And she said, "I'm trapped in Atlanta." She, at that point, she and her husband lived in West Virginia, and so, you know, everything went through Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she said, "I'm stuck, and I don't know how long I'm going to be." And I said, "Barbara, would you mind if I put the phone up to our father's ear, and would you mind giving him, tell him you're coming, you're on the way?"
Mm-hmm.
And she did, and he died very peacefully within just a short period, a few hours of that conversation. Now, unfortunately, she was not here, but
she gave
permission. Yeah.
She got to say goodbye.
She got to say her goodbye, and she did. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing.
That happened actually with my mom. She'd had a stroke.
Yeah.
She was unconscious, and I'd been there talking to her, and I would go out and come back and go out and come back, and I finally came back about 6:30 in the evening, and I just went over there and I said, "Mom," and just like that, she was waiting on me to come back.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So again, you know, what do you say to people who say, "I'm afraid, I've got fear"? What do you say?
Well, we tell them that basically there's not anything to be afraid of. It's just a spirit.
Yeah.
You know, we have to convince them. A lot of the times it's people who have been raised in a certain religious background where they believe very firmly in demons, but not ghosts. And, and you just say, they're not, you know, we can even sometimes you can kind of figure out who it might be.
Yeah.
You know, we had one house and it's demons. And they said, "Oh, we have all of our grandparents' stuff here that we brought." And I said, And it was very complicated, but there had been an abusive boyfriend, and it was like the parents were trying to protect the child who was in the house.
Yeah.
And you just say, "Look, you know, they're just people without bodies. Talk to them." Talk to them. Tell them that you're scaring them. Mm-hmm. "You're scaring us. Please stop."
I remember my third grade teacher, Sister Loretta. Sister Loretta said, "If you're walking through a graveyard at night, don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of anybody in the grave, or whether you don't see them or not. Be afraid of the live person that might be behind the tombstone."
I say that all the time. I'm not afraid of the dead. I'm really afraid of the living.
That's right. Sister Loretta said that, you know, because they can't hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, they can't hurt you at all.
We've been to some sketchy places, sometimes, and you're a little nervous about not the ghosts.
Yeah.
This is the people.
But what might be around.
Exactly.
You know? There you go.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bess Maxwell is with LA Spirits. You can go to LASpirits.com and you can learn more. And I hope you will. I hope if you have anything that you would like to have LA Spirits investigate, simply the easy thing to do is go to the website and go. If you're in our area, then Bess Maxwell is the North Case Manager. So the website will tell you how to send her an email.
And if you're in another part of the state, you can contact one of our other groups.
There you go. But it's all done.
It's all on the site.
On the site, LASpirits.com. Bess Maxwell with us today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan and Bess Maxwell back on. Well, you were on Keel for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm back on Keel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move over, Erin.
I was Erin's maid of honor in her wedding.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, again, you know, you guys, I think, you know, Keel News is pretty good today. I love, I think Erin McCarty is the best of the best,
yeah.
You know.
And ask her sometime about when she blew the newsroom up by sticking something into a plug.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to have you back just to tell Erin McCarty's story. There you go. We'll do that one day. Maybe we'll invite Erin to come, too.
Different flavors of ghost stories.
What do you want people to take away from our time today? You got a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, if you do have anything going on, you know, don't be afraid of it. If it's dark, you know, if it's you're afraid of it, just call us. Call one of our chapters, depending on where you live in the state.
You can help.
And we can help. We do not charge.
Okay.
You know,
that's important to know.
We will come out and we will see what's going on.
Yep. And at the very least, give you a lot more information than you have before. And that alone may help you to dissipate the fear.
Information is power.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Knowledge is power.
And you can also see some of our cases. We have those on the website under investigations.
Okay.
And you can hear evidence that we, you know.
LASpirits.com. It's all there. Bess, thank you so much for coming and being a part of Strategies. We're going to have you back more often.
Come anytime.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be Halloween.
We're going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you.
Lauren. Thank you.
We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Bess Maxwell and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.